episode 690, Ready, Set, Sweat.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. It is a glorious day. Can you believe we are one day away from the December 1st? I know, don't be freaking out because I already am for you. I'm just like, I cannot believe we are basically down to 32 days left in 2016. Who would have thought? I mean, I feel like we're just in like February, right? But in a blink of an eye, it's gotten us here. Now, I know the older I get, it becomes a little more challenging and time does go faster. I'm in this weird time capsule and I don't know why I can't slow it down, but I just cannot. And so you know what? This holiday season, you are going to slow it down with me. Yes, you are going to take care of yourself. And we're going to talk about that later. Ready, set, sweat. You're going to get your sweat on. I promise you will find time. But first off, we have to give a huge shout out for those of you who are brand new. Welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited that you are here, that you have found us. Truly, this is an incredible family. And there's a couple ways to stay in touch. One, head on over to createyournow.com. You can learn more there. You can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to find the simple in every day. We, you know, complicate things way too much. So let's get down to the nitty gritty, the simple things, and begin to enjoy and begin to find our greatness. The greatness that God created within us. He created a purpose within you, within your life. And it's time to let your light shine. Also, we have a private Facebook group. If you would like to join, this is for women only. Facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. The link, all these links are in the show notes. Okay, with all that being said, oh my goodness gracious, we have got so much to cover. And I can't spare it anymore. How short are you running on time? The holidays have held you captive already. I mean, we started with Thanksgiving and already you just feel like you're, you know, going at all areas. The to-do list is even longer. Ready, set, sweat. Now, there's no excuses when it comes to your health. You can get in a workout that counts. You truly can. And with this being Power Pack Wednesday, there's no excuses. I don't want to hear it. Unless if you're sick or there's blood or a flood, that's what I like to say to my children. Don't bother me unless there's a blood or a flood. Otherwise, nope, I don't want to hear about it. That means you take care of the animals, you take care of each other. This is mama's time. Now, we don't all have that luxury, right? Because mine can walk, they can talk, they can feed themselves, they can get themselves a drink, they can take care of themselves as a human being. Some of us have little ones, and you know what? That's okay. But you will find 20 minutes in your time, ready, set, sweat. And not only will you be burning the fat, but more importantly, you will elevate your mood. How many times do you get crabby and cranky? It's not good to be crabby and cranky around the holidays. Nobody wants to be the crabby apple. I mean, I don't want to be. Or I guess you could call yourself the crabby pomegranate because that's what's in season. But okay, I won't continue with the crazy, silly jokes because I'm really not a comedian. But I'm here talking to you with real life and real life expectations. You cannot keep doing what you're doing without taking care of yourself. It's about feeling great and finishing stronger. There's no reason to wait for the new year to begin impacting your health. Ready, set, sweat. And it starts now. I don't care what happens in 2017. You got to take care of you now. Because, you know, when I was much younger, okay, not that much younger, but we're talking about when the kids were a little bit younger. So my youngest now is 12. So I don't have to go back that many years. But when I would sit there and stay up 2 to 3 nights of the holidays preparing, wrapping the gifts, making sure everything's ready. We usually had the family Christmas at our place. My brother and sister would come over and their family, and then my mom and dad would come in, and it was just something we gathered at our place. It was just easier that way, and we had the most people to travel, so it was easier for the less to come to us. But I wanted everything to be special, and so I would work diligently trying to make everything just right. Yes, you can say it. Trying to make it just perfect. I didn't always make it perfect, but what happened that I did perfect is that I wore myself out to the point where I was crabby. I was short-tempered. I kind of had that edge to my voice. You know what I'm talking about. And it's already difficult enough when you bring lots of different family members together. Everybody does things differently because you don't grow apart, but you grow up differently. You began to form different habits than when you were living together as brother or sister and sister, or mom and daughter. Things change a little bit. They shift. You figure out what works best for your family, and so what? Tension is a little tighter, isn't it? And if you're tired, if you're moody and crabby, and you just don't feel like being around anybody, well, now is not the time to be doing that. Now, is it? Ready, set, sweat. So I have got a 20-minute workout just for you, and it's really easy. You're going to do each of these moves for 45 seconds each. Then you're going to rest for 15 seconds. That 15-second rest is basically allowing you to get set for the next one, okay? And there's 5 different exercises. Now, you can do this one time. Maybe you don't have a lot of time, but you want to squeeze in something. You can do it one time. You can do it 2 times, or you could do it 3 times. Now, if you do it 3 times with the burnout at the end, you're going to have 20 minutes. Woo! That's awesome. That's like, yeah, baby, that's what I want. And if you do this in the morning and you kind of hurry, scurry a little bit in the morning, guess what? You already have your warm up done. And no, I haven't calculated in the warm up. So you do need to do about 3 to 5 minutes of a warm up. But if you're brushing your teeth quickly and putting on your shoes and your outfit, whatever you're going to get ready, set, sweat in, then you're going to be doing awesome. Okay. So your total time might be all of 25, max 30 minutes by the time you hit your cool down. That's doable. And if you want to, you could break it down into 2 different workouts. So don't give me the excuse. Your health is important. So let's run through these 5 simple, basic exercises that's going to get your fat moving in the direction that you want it to move. Oh, yes, because you're going to look good and you're going to look hot and you're going to feel what? On fire. First one, squat with a bicep curl. So you're going to squat and then you're going to curl. Okay, so that's bringing your arms up to the side. You're just going to curl right up. Now, you do not have to use weights, but if you have lifted before, you can incorporate weights with this. And if you're like, but I don't have weights, guess what? You have cans of food. If you're really wanting something heavy, get 2 jugs out. Okay, you can create your own weights. You don't have to use actually a dumbbell. And you can just do your own body weight. But when you do your own body weight, make sure you're thinking about that. So when you do that bicep curl, you feel that bicep actually working. Don't just lift your arm up because you're just swinging things. You don't want to have momentum taking you. You want your muscle taking you. Okay, this is the mind-muscle connection. And when we're doing the mind-muscle connection, not only are we strengthening our muscle, increasing our mood, but we are also connecting neurons, which what keeps us younger. Yes, and that's what we want to do, right? We have to continue connecting all those neurons. Because otherwise, well, we're not going to use them. We're going to lose them. Okay, so we've got a squat with a bicep curl. Keep your chest up, shoulders back. Okay, you are going to want to have your feet about shoulder width apart, okay? And you're going to have your little butte, your bottom, as if you're hanging over the fence. Stick it out back over the fence. Your knees should not go over your toes. I repeat, knees do not go over the toes, okay? So stick it out. You're going to do that for 45 seconds. And then you're going to rest for 15 seconds, and you're going to need that rest for 15 seconds. Okay, then number 2. You're going to do a dumbbell bent over row. Now, if you don't have a dumbbell, no big deal. You can still do the bent over row. So what you're going to do is you're going to be in a slight squatting position. Keep your back very straight, okay? Your head is an extension, okay? It goes all the way out. So you're going to keep everything in line. Squeeze your shoulders as you bring up your arms to the side, okay? You're going to squeeze your shoulder blades together, really get it tight, and then release it back down. Okay, you want to make sure that back is not swayed or tucked in. You don't want to stick your butt out where you have a rounded back. You need to stick what? Get those hips tucked under. It's for the protection of your lower back. Woo! All right, now, Now we've got that down. Number three, V-ups. Oh yeah, get on the floor. It's time to V it up. And the goal here is to touch your toes. You're doing this for 45 seconds. It's not a race. You want to do it with accuracy. Again, the mind-muscle connection. Okay, you're really going to feel that lower back. You don't want to extend it out where it's not pushing, you know, where it's going up in the air. You need to keep the gap from the floor to your back very little, okay? Now, if you're saying, but Christiane, if I get on the floor, I'm never getting back up. That's okay. Do a standing crunch, and you can just kind of basically march in place. So you're going to take your arms and put them at your head, and you're going to come down and crunch by bringing up your right leg, then crunch with your left, and you're just going to do that for 45 seconds. So if you cannot get on the floor, that's a different alternative for you to use, okay? Number four is the alternating reverse lunges with a curl. Oh, yeah, we're going to get those arms looking awesome, okay? And you're going to curl it at the top. So what you're going to do is you're going to go down into a reverse lunge. So you're standing there straight up, and you're going to go backwards. So for example, take your right leg back, and you're going to take your left leg is going to go into a 90-degree angle. You're going to go down. Keep your back leg also at a 90-degree, okay? You do not want your toe or your knees going over your toes, okay? That's just kind of the rule of thumb there. Then when you stand back up, you're going to what? Curl. Again, you can use a dumbbell, or you can use your own body weight. You do not have to have a dumbbell. You can also use a resistance band. When you use a resistance band, it does take a little bit more balance and coordination. So make sure you don't sit there and bonk yourself in the face because you've stretched it so far and you don't get the, like when you're switching from the right foot to the left foot to go back in the alternating reverse lunge into your curl, make sure your foot is solid on that band because I don't want you smacking yourself in the face. I've done it. It hurts. I'm just saying. Okay, then 15-second rest. And then, okay, this is the easy part. You're going to plank it out. Okay, I want you to keep your back straight and tuck under your hips. Okay, the idea is you want to have that straight back. Do not let your back sway and stick your butt up in the air as in you have a curve in your back where your tummy's going down closer to the floor. You don't want that. You want to be on your elbows at a 90-degree. You want to hold it for up to 45 seconds. If you can't do it, that's fine. Go as long as you can up to 45 seconds. If you're saying, Christiane, I still cannot get on the floor, what do I do? You can plank against a wall, okay? And how you do that is by how you lean, okay? And you can start with your hands. It's easier versus doing your elbows. And you can just get a, depending upon your leaning, how straight you are up to the wall, the straighter you are, the easier it is. The more of a lean, the more challenging it is. So you have to figure that out for your particular body, okay? So there are your five. Squat with a bicep curl, dumbbell bent over row, V-ups, alternating reverse lunge with a curl, and then the plank. Yes, and you're going to do that one time. And then when it's time to go to the next one, you're going to rest for a minute. You get a minute rest now. Yes. If you have time for the second one, you'll do all five again with a minute rest. And if you have time for the third one, you're going to rest for that minute, and you're going to go through it again, 45 seconds per exercise with a 15-second rest. Woo! That takes us up to 18 minutes, ladies. Yes! Now it's time for the burnout. And here's the burnout. I love this one. Not really. I hate burpees. I just got to be honest with you. I hate them with a passion, but they are so good for you and they will get your heart pumping. They will definitely elevate your mood. So I want you to start with 10 burpees. And by the if you get to 10 burpees, that'll be 45 seconds, okay? Or basically a minute for you to do 10 burpees. If you think you can go further and your minute isn't up, that's fine. But again, aim for the 10 because by this time, you're going to be exhausted. Ready, set, sweat. That's what I set you up with, right? Now, when you do this burpee, though, I want you to take it down to the floor on your tummy. Yes, all the way down. So that's going to take a little more effort. So when you come down to do the burpee, you're going to come all the way down. Then you're going to push up off the floor from off your tummy, come up, and I want you to add the jump on the burpee, coming back down, doing your push-up, and then jumping back up. So you're going to get it, okay? You're going to get it good. And then I want you to do, after 10 burpees, I want you to do 10 push-ups. Now, if you're advanced, do it on the full up, on your hands, okay, and on your toes. If you need a more intermediate, do it on your knees. Okay. And if you want to be a beginner or you cannot get on the floor, do it on the wall. Again, the same thing as the angle of how your body is. The straighter your body, the easier it will be for you. So if you want a better angle, just angle it up. Make sure you are not on a piece of moving carpet. I've been there. Or a moving mat. I've been there, done that. And you know what? Snack to the floor you go. I'm just saying. And I don't want you to be crying, okay? Because again, this is for to really elevate your movement to get you going. It says 20 minutes. You have time for 20 minutes. Now, remember, there's going to be a link in the show notes. Ready, Set, Sweat. Click on that and it will take you right to the download. You can download it. It will have all the cute little notes there for you so you don't have to remember all of this. But I wanted to walk you through it so you understood what it is. Most of us do these things already. So now it's just putting them together and making it actually a routine. If you already work out and you do weight training or whatever, guess what? Throw this in as a bonus. If you're one that does a 45 minute to an hour workout, make this the ending of it. Maybe only do it once or twice through and then do the burnout. It will really up your routines. You got to change up your routines once in a while. Why? Because your body gets used to things. Mm-hmm. It's good to have habits, but if we keep doing the same thing, what happens? We keep getting the same results, or sometimes we just plateau. And it's time to elevate your life, okay? Remember, fuel up, fill up, elevate life, okay? That's what you're here to do. No excuses, promise? Come on, bring it on in, a virtual air high five. Yes, you can do this. You can't get through the holidays without caring for you. You can't. Your health leads to your mood wealth. It's time to invest. Ready, Set, Sweat. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.